Welcome to The Creative Entrepreneur, where I share inspiration and career advice for musicians, writers, visual artists, and creative people of all types. If you don't already, please subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you happen to consume podcasts. As I record this, it's mid-January 2019, so there's a good chance that you may still be in that New Year's resolution frame of mind. But really, any time of the year is a good time to recommit to goals and aspirations and to making your life better. So in this one, I'm going to share 10 ways to make this your best year ever. And this will actually be featured on a forthcoming spoken word album called Morning Pep Talks, Inspiration for Artists, Authors, and Creative Entrepreneurs. And when I use the term artists, I'm talking about musicians and visual artists and really anyone that applies creativity to their craft. Because in case you didn't know, I've had a side project going for a while called Bob Baker's Inspiration Project. I've already released two albums into the digital music or audio world on Spotify and such. The first one was an album of guided meditations. The second one was a spoken word affirmations around topics like abundance and confidence and health and so on. I know it's a little bit different from what I've been known for over the decades, but it's something I'm really enjoying. I had a lot of success with it on YouTube, so now I'm transferring it to the digital audio world. In this next one, the Morning Pep Talks album will be filled with basically motivational messages meant to inspire and empower people who listen to it. So really, it's the same mission I've been on for many years. Anyway, that's where this track comes from. So you'll notice a little reverb, a little background music on this to help set the mood to inspire you. So give it a listen. Hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you real quick on the other side. 10 ways to make this your best year ever. The beginning of a new year offers a great opportunity for a fresh start. But it doesn't have to be New Year's Day or even the month of January to make resolutions and set goals for your career or for your life. Any time of the year offers a great opportunity for a fresh start. To make the most of the next 12 months, consider these 10 ways to make it a year to remember. 1. Make up your mind. A successful life or creative career takes more than talent and tactics. It also requires knowing what you want, combined with a positive mental attitude. So take time now to determine what you plan to accomplish this year. And then vow to keep your expectations upbeat and your optimism riding high. 2. Make it easy. One of my favorite quotes is, "Any fool can make something complicated. It takes a real genius to make it simple." Don't overburden yourself with a complex plan. Pick a couple of key areas and focus relentlessly on them. Keep things simple. Also, make it easy for other people to figure out who you are and what you do, to place an order, to get in touch with you. There is beauty in clarity. 3. Make a list. To promote yourself and expand your career, you must connect with people and follow up with them repeatedly. Having a system helps. It doesn't matter if you use contact management software, index cards, or a spiral notebook you bought from the dollar store. What's most important is that you have some way of recording names, addresses, phone numbers, etc., and a plan for connecting with the people on your lists who matter. 4. Make an offer. It's one thing to have music and books and art for sale and live events to promote, It's quite another to inspire people to buy and to attend. So don't just list your merchandise and event dates. Make offers. Buy one, get one free. Order within 5 days and get a discount. Arrive by 7 p.m. and we'll buy your first drink. Get the picture? So make offers to inspire people to act. 5. Make love, not war. Stop giggling. It's not what you think, although that would certainly make any year a lot better. But the message here is this. Stop fighting unnecessary battles. Don't always look for what's wrong with your career and your life, because you'll just get more of it. Zero in on what you want. Keep things positive and operate from a position of warmth and passion. 6. Make lemonade. As a follow-up to the previous tip, when you do encounter a negative outcome, look for the hidden opportunity. Failure is a normal part of life. What separates the winners is their ability to overcome obstacles and learn from adversity. As the saying goes, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. 7. Make up. Everyone has regrets, poor decisions they made, and bridges that were unfortunately burned. If you stress over these past events, they can eat you up and turn you bitter. This year, consider taking steps to heal old wounds. Contact people you've had a falling out with, or apologize to someone who really needs to hear that from you. Clear the air and make space for your success to bloom. 8. Make it or break it. While having a positive attitude is key, being objective and realistic is important too. Always view your marketing and your creative activities with a fresh eye. If something is not panning out, change it or try something new, no matter how well you think the idea should be working. Your audience will tell you pretty quickly if something is effective, and it's your job to keep your eyes open for the clues and then act accordingly. 9. Make great art. This should go without saying, but no amount of money or great marketing ideas can help promote music or art or literature that doesn't connect with anyone. Now, what is great is subjective, but you should always strive to write, produce, record, perform art that is highly satisfying to you and a growing number of fans. So resolve to up your game and create the highest quality art that you can this year. And 10, make haste. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long for the time to be right, for all your ducks to be in a row, for the situation to be perfect. Because guess what? That time probably will never come. So, do it now. Here's another good quote. Anything worth doing is worth doing poorly. So get off your butt, get busy, learn from mistakes, and keep plowing forward. I hope these tips give you the head start you need to make the next 12 months your best year yet. So there you have it, 10 ways to make this your best year ever from the forthcoming album, Morning Pep Talks. And again, that'll be coming soon to Spotify and all the other digital music platforms. I'll provide links to some of those in the show notes. But by all means, go to Spotify and either search for Bob Baker's Inspiration Project or follow the link down there below and follow my artist account there. Because I'm planning on cranking out a lot of this type of material in the months and years ahead. And so along with the music and podcasts and whatever else you listen to on those platforms, I'd like to hook you up with a little audio inspiration, if you don't mind. And if you have any thoughts about this list, like how many of the 10 things are you doing to make this an awesome year? What did I leave off? If there's a way to leave a comment somewhere, depending on where you're consuming this, please do so. I would love to know your thoughts on it. If there's not, then shoot me an email at bob@bob-baker.com. That's bob@bob-baker.com. Would love to know what your thoughts are on this episode or any others. So that wraps it up for now. Have an awesome day. I so appreciate you listening. Go out and make something awesome today and share it with people who will really benefit from it. That's what this art and sharing thing is all about, right? Of course it is. All right, this is Bob Baker saying so long for now. Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/HEART.